The Lord is calling us higher, and it starts with prayer. Join us week after week as ministry leaders from all over the world intercede on behalf of the singles. The Singles Prayer Call is designed to encourage single women and men to become whole, to develop a strong relationship with Christ, to produce good fruit in their lives, to find their purpose, to work in excellence, to develop a stronger prayer life, and reading the Word of God. Stay tuned for the Singles Prayer Call.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Singles Prayer Call. I am Danielle Powell. Thank you for joining us on today. If this is your first time, welcome. If this is your second or third time or even 20th time, welcome back. A special welcome to our international listeners. This is a recording. The Coaching Out Loud podcast is currently on major platforms such as Anchor FM, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and so much more. If you ever miss a call, you can always listen to the replay on the podcast. With much prayer, we will be transitioning and doing more single events virtually. This is a season of new. This is a season of innovation. If you guys aren't in our FB group, Facebook group, we do have a singles group called Singles Who Pray. Feel free to send a request and join the group. I also am affiliated with Christian Singles Group on Facebook. We recently changed the name to now GEM, G-E-M. And we have about 40,000 singles in that group. So we are really excited about the new partnerships and the different things that God is trying to do in this season. So feel free to join us as we transition. First, I would like to share a dream that I had on May 16th this year. God has given me a unique gift of visions, prophetic dreams, and dream interpretations. To God be the glory. So the dream was, I was walking up blue stairs with this guy, and the stairs were like in the sky, and he was helping me on every level, waiting and making sure I was able to come up. And him helping me was like we were doing this together, like we are in this together as a team. After this dream, I pray for clarity and confirmation about this dream, because this dream for me was peaceful. It was a peaceful dream. I woke up having peace. And stairs signifies a connection between God and man. Blue represents royalty in the Bible, heaven, peace of mind, and God's grace. And after I just continued to just pray for this about this dream, God said to me, heavenly kingdom marriages. And I know many people, everyone is saying that right now. We are in the season of kingdom marriages, but I truly believe that we are, and it's coming forth for the glory of God. When you have a mandate on your life, God is not going to match you up with just anyone. And if you feel like you've been waiting really long, it will be worth the wait. Because God will match you with someone who you can advance the kingdom with, pursue your purpose with, make an impact. The person will be an example of God's love. It will be something very unusual. Your courtship will be different. It will be God-driven. God will be in the head of that relationship. God will be in the midst of it. It won't be any confusion. And it will be God's perfect timing for you. So this is the season of divine kingdom marriages. And when God puts two people together for a supernatural marriage, God's will for their life becomes the main event. And there are so many different kingdom marriages in the Bible. Mary and Joseph, Rebecca and Isaac, Priscilla and Aquila, Eve and Adam. Supernatural marriages is on the rise. And it's time to get kingdom minded. I know in the past you may have this idea of getting married so you can stunt on your ex, or, you know, prove to the doubters that you can finally get married. But we have to change our perspective, change our mindset, and let God be the center of marriage and understand the real purpose of marriage. God has a bigger plan for you. So as I continue to pray about the dream, I got a revelation that my dream was similar to Jacob's dream, Jacob's ladder's dream. So let's read Genesis 28, 12 through 15. He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth, with its top reaching the heaven. To the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord. He said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west, to the east, and to the south, and to the north. All people on the earth will be blessed through your offspring and you. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. I will bring you back to this land, and I will not leave you until what I have said, what I have promised you. In this passage, the stairway was an access between heaven and earth. There was angels going up and down. Jacob felt closer to God more than ever. At this time, God spoke directly to Jacob. He knew of the God of Abraham and Isaac, but at this moment, this was a very personal encounter for Jacob. And I feel like many of us during this pandemic, during this season of unrest, we had a lot of time to just, we're, you know, in our homes, we had a lot of time to seek. I hope we were all doing this, seeking God like never before, praying and just having uninterrupted time with God. And I know when you just really press in the presence of God, God does speak very clearly. And it's a personal encounter. And I felt like how Jacob had a personal encounter with God, that's what many of us were experiencing during this time. And in this passage, God reminded Jacob of the promises that he gave to Abraham and Isaac. And God promised Jacob to bless him and to be with him wherever he went. And God promised Jacob that he would never leave him and would do what he promised to do. You may see people getting blessed, getting promoted, getting married before you. But God has so many different promises just for you. And you will see it happen. God is going to make it happen for you. And I'm telling you today that God is with you on this single journey. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. God is currently sending his angels before you. And God will make the divine connection for kingdom marriage in his timing. So you don't have to think about how you're going to make this happen, how you're going to meet the person, how you guys are going to finally connect during this quarantine. God is working behind the scenes. You don't have to stress about it. You don't have to plot about it. You just have to just give God the space to make it happen. So during this season, don't despise being hidden. A woman's heart should be hidden in God so that a man has to seek him to find her. We all love this popular quote by Maya Angelou. And you may feel right now that you are hidden more than ever because of the lockdown in a quarantine. No one can get close to you. Anytime you try to date, things don't work out. Or you feel like no one is noticing you, definitely during this time. Man's rejection is God's protection. So God is going to connect you with the right person at the right time. And God does things well in his timing. If God can connect Adam to Eve with no one on earth, Imagine what God can do for you in this season if you just trust Him. Just truly believe and have faith that God is going to do what He said He's going to do. So don't wake up your Adam. I'm talking to the ladies right now. Don't wake up your Adam in this season. Allow him to sleep. Because when he finally wakes up, you both will be able to be fruitful, multiply, and have dominion on this earth. And when God wakes up your Adam, he will know that he know that he know that you are the one. And it's crazy that today I was listening to YouTube. I was listening to this prophetic speaker that I like. And he said that your situation is not dead. It's just sleeping. And that was just like confirmation for me for this actual call to say that, to add it to what God had told me to say. So I just want to encourage you singles, men and women, that, you know, God is working behind the scenes. This is a season of suddenly. A lot of things are going to happen before you have time to prepare. So I'm telling you guys right now to start preparing. If you're praying for marriage, prepare for marriage. If you're praying to move, praying to get a degree, praying to start a business, start preparing for what you want. Not just praying about it, but actually doing something about it. You know, stop putting so much energy and worrying and trying to figure out how things are going to come about. That's not faith. Faith is really trusting God to do what he said he's going to do. Just like we just read in this text, God told Jacob that he's going to do what he has promised and he will be there for him. He's sending his angels before him. God is sending the angels before you just to make things happen naturally and making the divine connection for you. So let us pray. Let us pray. Father God, we just want to give you honor, God. We just want to give you praise, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for seeing a day that we never seen before. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are a wonderful God. You are a holy God. You are a way maker. You are a provider. You are the beginning and the end, oh God. You are perfect in all of your ways. For that we give you honor, and for that we give you praise. You are the one who gives us victory. Oh God, you are the one who set us free. So Lord, we thank you for letting us be victorious in every battle. You are the God that reigns and reigns for forevermore. You are the God that sits on the throne. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So for that, we give you honor. And for that, we give you praise. Lord, we thank you for letting us see another day that we never seen before, God. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us all year long, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us through this pandemic, oh God. During this season of unrest, oh God. During this season of injustice, oh God. We thank you for the healing of our minds, oh God. We thank you for the healing of our hearts, oh God. Lord, we claim our joy back, oh God. Restore our joy, oh God. Restore our joy, oh God, in this season, oh God. We thank you for justice being served, oh God, for the families of George Floyd, oh God, Breonna Taylor, oh God, Ahmaud Arbery, oh God. We thank you for justice being served for them, oh God. We thank you for what you are about to do in this season, oh God. We thank you for the shift, oh God. Things, laws being passed, oh God. Things coming together, oh God, to give you honor and to give you praise, oh God. We ask that you continue to cover your people in this season, oh God. Let us be so focused on you like never before, oh God. We just want to say thank you, oh God, for not letting us lose our minds, oh God. You kept our minds in this season, oh God. Only you, God, could keep us sane, oh God. Only you, God,
could be our peace, oh God. Only you, God, can be our joy, oh God. So we thank you, God, for being a good, good Father, oh God. So, Lord, we just want to glorify your name, oh God. We just want to praise your name, oh God. There is no one like you, God. No one compares to you, God. So for that, we give you praise, oh God. For that, we give you glory, oh God. We thank you for saving us, oh God. We thank you for never abandoning us, oh God. We thank you for always being with us, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord, oh God. We thank you for bringing us out of a sinking place, oh God. Lord, you said that you are close to those who are brokenhearted, oh God, and those who are crushed in spirit, oh God. So, Lord, we ask right now that you will mend the broken hearts on today, oh God. Some of us are frustrated, oh God. Some of us are tired, oh God. But Lord, we know that you are the lifter of our heads, oh God. So Lord, we give you honor and we give you praise, oh God. Today, oh God, I ask that you continue to touch the singles. You know them name by name. You know them location by location, oh God. You know their situation, oh God. So Lord, I ask that you will be there for them right now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, you have a promise for every single on this line, oh God. And we know that you are going to bring it to pass in your timing, oh God. So Lord, I ask that you will continue to elevate the singles, oh God. Continue to keep them focused on you, oh God. Continue to show them their purpose, oh God. Continue to increase their prayer life, oh God. Continue to increase their devotion to you, oh God. Continue to increase them reading your word, oh God. Continue to show them another side of you that you have never showed them before, oh God. Continue to do something amazing in their life in this same season, oh God. We ask that you will continue to bless them, oh God. Continue to multiply their finances, oh God. Continue to give them ideas, oh God, to create wealth for God in this season, single season, oh God. Let them be so totally sold out for you, oh God. So Lord, we ask that you will continue to bless the singles, oh God. Anoint them afresh to do what you are calling them to do, oh God. We just thank you, God, for this being a season, hallelujah, of kingdom marriages coming together for your glory, oh God. We thank you for how you will use the kingdom marriages to be a role model to this, to younger generations, oh God, to be role models to people in the secular world, oh God. How you will use kingdom marriages in the secular world, oh God, in business, oh God, in charity, oh God, in schools, oh God, in education, oh God. We just thank you for how you're going to use these marriages for your glory, oh God. We ask right now that any single woman or any single man that is having doubts, oh God, we ask that you will get rid of their doubts, oh God, and that they will increase their faith, oh God, that you are about to do something amazing in their life, oh God. And we ask that we come against right now any idols of marriage that is before us, oh God. We ask that you would tear down the idols of marriage, oh God, that we know that marriage is a gift, oh God, but it's not something we should make as an idol, oh God. So right now we ask that, God, that you will have the perfect place in our life, oh God. You would change our perspective, oh God. You would change our mindset, oh God, and that our mind will be in you, oh God. Our mind should be in Jesus Christ, oh God. So Lord, I just thank you for this being a season of transition for the singles, oh God, in every area of their lives, oh God. We thank you for those who are transitioning into marriage, oh God, the singles that are engaged right now, oh God. We ask that you continue to bless them in their courtship, oh God, until marriage, oh God. We thank you for those who are being prepared right now for marriage, oh God. Let them be focused on you, oh God, that you will give them the necessary steps on what to do, oh God. We ask, God, that you will bless the families of the singles, oh God. Give them a tremendous blessing, oh God. We ask that you will continue to bless those that are around us, oh God, who are connected to us, that through our devotion to you, God, that they will be blessed as well, oh God. So we ask that you will continue
to use the singles in this time, oh God. Many singles are going will be used in social justice, oh God, in business, oh God, in education, oh God, in different aspects in this world, oh God. We ask that you will use them for your glory, use them in excellence, oh God, and that they will be a light for this world, oh God, and that we will be available to you, oh God. We will be available to evangelize to those who are not saved, oh God. Let us not miss the season of singleness, oh God. Let us maximize on this season of singleness, oh God, that you use us for your glory, oh God. So Lord, we thank you for what you're about to do, oh God, in this season, oh God. We thank you for the manifestation of your glory. We thank you for the manifestation of your blessings, oh God. We just thank you for this being a time where we are going to get closer to you like never before, oh God. We thank you for blessing this ministry, oh God. We thank you for those who continue to connect with this ministry, oh God. Let this ministry be honorable to you, oh God, and give glory to your name, oh God. So Lord, I ask that you will bless every single this weekend, oh God, and that you will just show them a different side of you, oh God, to know that you are with them, oh God. So right now, God, we come against this any spirit of loneliness, God, any spirit of desperation, oh God, any spirit of uncertainty, oh God. We have to replace it with joy, oh God, expectation, faith, oh God, and that you are going to give them the promises that you have just for them. And we give you honor, we give you praise, and we just thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you all for joining, listening into this episode on today. I pray that you will be blessed and that you will have a great day. Be encouraged. Bye-bye.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? Of me. How could you see your life was the only gift I'll ever need to be free? It's amazing with you. I win even if I lose. Everything's working for my
it means
more.
nobody but you.
Father,
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
I really mean it this time.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Jesus,
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Let me tell you what it does.
He saves the day.
Come on.
He will come through.
He will let you down, but
he won't know. That's not what superheroes do.
See, I will never find
no greater love.
A love like this
makes my heart beat
forever and a day.
All I wanna do is make you proud.
Let me say it again.
He saves the day. Woo! He will come through.
It feels so good.
He won't know. That's not what superheroes do.
Yes.
No greater love.
Hallelujah.
Makes my heart beat
for the rest of my life. Sing.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
You.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
You're the savior.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Yes.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.